Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. That's Chicago bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. The world is happy about that. Our websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one from my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. And have a great visit with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. Jeff's a longtime, more than 15-year member of our Brain Trust. He is the Chief Home Officer. Put a .com on the end of that, chiefhomeofficer.com. You can find all the things that he does. Jeff, thanks again for hanging out with us.
Always great.
We've talked in the previous segment about reinventing yourself. I want to tell you a quick story about a small business that reinvented themselves from last century to this century. This little business was in the industrial supply business. They sold wrenches and gaskets and you know, things like that, things that plants need just to you know, keep things, hold things together, maintenance, to saws and blades and things like that. That's what they sold, and they did okay, but they just weren't quite growing very much. Well, back in the 90s, they figured out, you know what, we're not going to be able to compete against the big guys if we keep selling saw blades. So they decided they would become an integrated supplier. And over a period of about a decade, they reinvented themselves from being the company that just sold stuff and dropped them off at the warehouse to the company that managed all of the stuff that the purchasing agent would buy, and even managed it in a locker inside of the plant for them. They didn't drop it off at the dock. They brought it in and managed it and gave it out to the employees. That's integrated supply. And now they've quadrupled their volume because they reinvented themselves, and they're competitive. They're not just doing more business. They're actually viable and if they'd stayed where they were, they would be out of business right now.
Right. Right.
Now, that's a small business reinvention story. What do you think?
Absolutely. And to me, you know, there's a couple things that really ring true in that story. One is the fact that you have the vision to see it, and you have the vision to see where your customers are going. I don't care where you want to go. And I don't mean this the way it's going to sound, because we spoke in the previous segment about, you know, being happy and loving your work. But it's not so important where you want to go, as long as where you want to go is where your customers are going to be. And, you know, Wayne Gretzky said, "I'm not successful because I go where the puck is, I go where the puck will be." You know, it's one thing to say myself as a writer, "Well, I want to write novels." Well, that's great, but I don't think your customers are going to be buying your novels, you know, in the sense that, you know, you can build a business on it in the short term to pay your bills, your mortgage, put kids through school, whatever. But if you see a niche, if you see something going on, it's a matter of knowing what your customers need and then giving them what they need. And if you deliver what your customers need, they will bend over backwards to make it work for you as well. So they will give you a spot in their docket, a seat at their table to help them.
The main thing, though, to me, that I want people to understand is that reinvention doesn't mean you have to. You're a baker today, and tomorrow you go sell tires. That's not what it means at all.
No, not at all.
This little family I was talking about, they took what they already knew and made themselves thought leaders. They quit.
Right.
They quit just delivering stuff and became thought leaders.
Right.
But it was all around what they already knew how to do. They reinvented it. They didn't turn themselves inside out. They just didn't fall in love with how they did their business.
Well, and I think that's pretty important. Is you have to realize that while we have to do the work. We have to, you know, if you go too far afield, you're going to step way out of not only your comfort zone, your knowledge zone. And, you know, there are those who say at some point in life, I want to get away from what I've always done, and I want to go out and, you know, be an organic farmer or, you know, raise sheep or whatever. We've heard those stories of people just giving it all up and started over completely. That's great. That's the outlier. You know, that's not the person for the rank. That's not the job for the rank and file. I would never do that. You know, my work, there's plenty of opportunity in what I do to find more opportunity in what I do by tweaking, by subtly adjusting what it is that I do, yeah, reinventing to a certain extent what I'm offering, and still finding a pretty rich market out there of folk who are interested in buying what I sell.
Reinvention is not just taking on a different kind of customer, or it's not necessarily adding a new product line or something like that. Reinvention is where you see it's a strategic decision. Reinvention is where you say, okay, this is what I used, how I used to sell these things, and then this is this, and this other option is, this is the direction that I see the industry and my, what I want to do, and the direction the world is moving. This, it's a long term strategic decision, I think.
Right, right. That, well, it,
you can get
be
there. You can get there in little bite sizes. You can go. This as I said, this family I was talking about, it took them 10 years, at least 10 years, to make the complete conversion.
Right.
From just selling. Now they still sell saw blades.
Right.
But the relationship they have with their customers is completely different than they had before.
Right. And I think that that's, you know, what we have to keep in mind is that if you venture too far afield, I mean, so many things not only can go, I don't want to say can go wrong, like we have to fear it, because even reinvention, yep, has a certain level of leap of faith involved. But, you know, again, you step out of that, I'll use the phrase comfort zone or knowledge zone.
I got you wound up, and I've got to go.
There you go.
Good, good job today, Jeff. Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen, chiefhomeofficer.com. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. No matter
what the people say. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.